Thanks, Tommy. So I'm recording this part of the meeting. This is going to be the initial public session for the for this evening's meetings. I'll explain in a moment how these meetings are going to work and the process that we're going to follow to go through them. It's a little bit complicated just because of the way the chief decided that he wanted the meeting public. So that made things a little bit more complex to see. Just give me a second, I'm still letting people in on the way that we're looking to. Can you do that? Thank you very much, I appreciate that. Okay, so I'm sharing my screen with you, and just to confirm, this is the meeting notice that was delivered to Chief Durr earlier today, late last night, forget which, explaining to him what this meeting was, and per the statute, giving him the option to decide if this meeting should be a public or private session. He indicated to me this morning that he would like this to be a public session, so we kind of had to move things around and change it. In the meeting notice and in the meeting that I posted, on the official posting of the meeting I posted, there are two parts to this meeting this evening. So the first part is going to be an exemption. We're using an exemption for legal advice from our attorney, and that's basically to for him to deliver formally the survey results to us and for us to ask him any legal questions that we have about the proceedings, and that's the limitation of that meeting. The second part of the meeting, which was called under the personnel exemption, we will come back to the public session and we'll continue the meeting from there based on what legal advice we get. And I have a couple of questions that need answering from John Jamil, who's on at the moment and will join us in the legal advice session. So, as I said, two meetings tonight. So one of them is for legal advice for the board. The other one is to discuss the survey that I delivered to you on Friday for you to review and decide, make decisions on your opinion of PIP and how it went based on the survey. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back into the public session. Just want to quickly explain why there are two separate personnel meetings, one tonight and one tomorrow night. The original plan was to have tonight's meeting as just the board in a closed session so that we could discuss freely the PIP, the chief's performance, and then tomorrow night have a meeting with the chief where we could continue that. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to come to hopefully some conclusions about paths forward, which we can then discuss with the chief tomorrow night. So tonight we will not necessarily be making any decisions about the chief's position. Just want to make that clear. One second here, missing a document. Okay, so having said that, this is the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting on June the 15th, 2021. This meeting is being recorded. Start the meeting with a roll call. So Ian Irving Powell, I am present. Patrick Richardson.
Present.
Todd Weisler.
Present.
Ray Willis.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And Henry Zerberg.
Yep.
The chief elected not to be present in this meeting. So it will just be the board in public session. So I'm going to call this meeting to order at 19:10. As I mentioned, this meeting this evening has two sessions. I'll announce them separately. So just from a legal perspective, we need to announce these in the following fashion. So this meeting is a special executive session to discuss personnel issues related to Chief Durst Performance Improvement Plan completion process. So I'm going to make the motion. I move pursuant to Colorado Revised Statutes, Title 24, Article 6, Section 42, Subsection 4B and 4F, to go into executive session to discuss legal advice with the district's attorney and personnel matters regarding Chief Durr. There are two elements to this session, a legal session with our attorney, followed by a board personnel discussion based on advice given in the legal part. The particular matter to be discussed behind closed doors in the personnel session is the result of the Chief's Performance Improvement Plan and discussion of the monitoring period from November 3rd, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. As this executive session involves a personnel matter, the employee involved has been given the opportunity to require that the personnel discussion be conducted in public, and the employee has indicated that they wish for this discussion to occur in public. So the personnel section, as I mentioned before, will not be behind closed doors. That's my motion. Can I have a second?
Second.
And Todd?
Yes.
Ray? Ray, are you happy for the session to continue as a special executive session for legal advice from our attorney?
Oh, no, we're good.
And Henry?
Yes.
Thank you. I also agree with that. So we're going to adjourn the open session whilst we seek legal advice at 19:12. Just checking, you all have the private session information to hand.
Yep, I'll leave this meeting. I'll join the executive session link.
Okay, so I'm going to terminate this meeting for the moment. For the members of the public that are on this meeting, if you rejoin in about 10 minutes, I expect we'll be out for about 20 minutes discussing legal issues. But if you rejoin, put you in the waiting room, and then we'll restart the meeting once we finish. I'm just going to end this meeting.